All right, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on the eSETI Stargate, and we've also got Journey to Truth. As also here, we have Tyler and Aaron here that we're going to do a simulcast at the same time. And so three heads are better than one, especially mine. But, we should be able to cover a lot of topics. There's so many topics here that we can cover. We just got a news flash that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has just died today. Rest your soul. Hope we get a great replacement. And that's all I'm going to say about that. You know, I think she's died a few times, hasn't she? I don't know.
But if somebody out there needs to be working on crossing over her soul.
Yeah.
Because exactly. We don't need that. Her coming back.
Yeah. Anyway, and then, you know, there's a lot, I wanted to cover a lot of things going on right now. Something that really affects us up here in the Pacific Northwest, and I want to get into that, and it's the fires and the censorship and the total insanity. I mean, we finally got some rain, so the area is clearing up, and it's looking great out there, but I kind of knew this would pass, these fires are not global warming, you know, end of story, period. They're being set, and they've arrested literally, I know at least 50 or 60 people that have been arrested, arsonists that have been starting these fires. There's others that have been caught. We've seen that on YouTube where people have caught people setting fires. Native American woman caught somebody on her plate. They're burning the reservations. They're burning everybody. And so when you go Black Lives Matters, how about creation matters? How about the animals, the forest matters? How about all lives matters? I mean, doesn't matter. Come on, guys. You know, this is another huge psyop, you know, false flag. So anyway, it's not. And what I've seen, I know you guys have probably seen that too. Have you seen the cover up on this? Like, they will not touch this. None of the mainstream news will touch this.
No, well, we saw in the Q drop, the 17 drop, I mean, they're using, basically, they're using the excuse to deliver water to the first responders for these fires as a cover to deliver actual gas cans. And there was photographs shared. And this is just, I mean, it's smoking gun evidence that this is not climate change. We know that.
So they're filling the water bottles up with gasoline.
Well, either that, but there's actually gas cans in the photographs with in the back of the truck with the water bottles.
Yeah.
And they're using the excuse as delivering water to the first responders.
And the police have already caught people setting fires. And there's been, I've heard CB radio audio of police saying they're seeing arsonists setting fires intentionally.
Yeah, a lot have been caught up in our area, but the police all know about it. But when it goes to the upper levels and then it goes into the lamestream news and they're warning, don't spread rumors. These aren't arsonists. And, you know, there are full on patrols happening in our area. People are patrolling the roads and, the main highways and the roads in the forest and things. People are out there and they're looking, you know, they're looking for people. So might want to think twice before you come up in this area to mess around. Also, I had a little incident yesterday with a bear, you know, so bear's a little unhappy about what's been going on. But it's like, hopefully these guys that want to go and mess with nature might have an encounter with the bear or a cougar. You know, couldn't have to nicer folks.
Well, but the one thing that surprised me, which people don't think about that much, you know, we see the fires on the news, we see them on TV, but when you come out here and try to breathe the air, it's really hard to breathe. And we were in the grocery store. Everything smells like a campfire. The grocery store.
Inside
the grocery store was actually smoky inside. Yeah. And it's really difficult to breathe. And I took a picture of where Mount Adams should be.
Yeah.
And you can't see it. There's so much smoke everywhere.
It's gone. Yeah.
It's gone. It's really sad. And it's just, unless you're here seeing it for yourself, it's really hard to understand the severity of it.
Yeah, people need to realize too, there is a war going on, and this war going on is multidimensional. It's not just one level. And the news I've seen is totally complicit. And, you know, when they won't cover the riots and they say they're peaceful demonstrations, in the background, you know, buildings are burning and people are being shot and beaten and things like that. At what point do you go, are we getting any information at all from the major news, you know, agencies? And the classic one I just saw on Fox News where I think it was Gingrich it was Nate Gingrich was saying that, look, all this goes back to Soros. He's financing all of this. And I was like, oh, stop. We are not going to bring that name up.
They said George Soros does not need to be brought into this conversation.
Yeah.
And she said that she reaffirmed that two times. And basically, it was just awkward silence. And then they just cut.
Yeah.
He couldn't understand.
He kind of goes, well, then we're done, you know. Yeah. But he's got his finger on the pulse of almost everything. He's heavily invested into everything, and he's controlling everything from behind the scenes. And, you know, he's funded Black Lives Matter, Antifa, everything. Every adversity group that's creating division and separation, they go back to him as far as funding. So time to wake up and smell the coffee. This is much bigger than people are thinking. So now another thing I want to talk about, have you guys seen the shaming going on Facebook and things like that? Yeah. They're shaming anybody that talks about Q or talks about the
Antifa
or the burning of the forest, the people involved in it, all the people being caught. You know, I know there's at least 50 that are documented, and they have arrested. They're documented for it. They have witnesses and everything else. And that's only ones that you've seen. There's a lot more involved in that. So. And even Barr, you know, was saying that, you know, they're getting ready to just, you know, pretty much make them a terrorist organization, which they are, and get down to business, which I hope they do. But the just watching all this thing unfold, I'm going, when does this stop? This is pure insanity. And, you know, I was thinking about this on different levels. So you burn down your neighborhood, you burn down your stores, you burn down the markets, you know, you smash all the businesses there, you burn down the gas stations, the fast food. Where are you going to go? You know, where are you going to go for food and basic? How are you going to get out of Dodge if you can't get a gas?
It's amazing.
Who's going to protect you just to get out of Dodge? You know, it's
amazing what somebody will do for a paycheck.
It's pure insanity. And the people that are bought off, you know, and the people that are bought off that are going along with this, it's coming to their neighborhoods and it's affecting their homes and everything. And now they're getting terrorized by the very same people that really have no scruples. They're going to terrorize, you know, everybody. And that's their game. You know, the game is total. And they've said that we're going to burn down America. You know, if we don't have our way, we don't go into total socialism and or communism, basically, you know, we are going to burn down America. So,
well, what about the direct energy weapons, the DEWs?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, do you think that's in play here? I mean, there's a lot of evidence again of that.
Well, from what I've seen, when whole cul-de-sacs with houses on them burned down and all the trees are totally intact around them, how does that happen? And everything metal is getting accelerated and creating the fires, and that's microwave does that. Bridges are burning, and the rest of the bridge is okay. The wood, if it's just plain wood, is fine, but if you have metal rod going through the wood, the whole thing burns down. So obviously that is an effect, and you can see the beams coming down. So there's all kinds of photographs of beams coming down and hitting the houses and starting the fires. So
well, and the Air Force just released a statement that they have DEWs. They have this technology. They released it. It was a video.
Yeah.
And so now all these people who've been called crazy for years claiming that these fires are caused by direct energy weapons, we have the proof now. They've come out and admit it. And if anybody decides to ignore that, that's where we're seeing the cognitive dissonance right now. Because you can find information to back up everything we're talking about. It's whether or not you want to look at it. If you want to see it, you will. If you don't, you won't.
Yeah, I mean, you see a plastic swing set or a slide in people's front yards, and the cars out in the driveway, everything is all fried. You know, they're all burned up and fried. And here's this plastic swing set sitting there. And you go, how does this make sense? Because plastic is microwave safe. So anyway, there's a lot more to that story. And this is like paradise part two, you know, or California part two. But we really need to find out who's behind this, who's given the orders, you know, for this. And it's, well, it's gone psycho. I mean, that what's happening right now is, we called it Farmageddon here because we had crazy winds come up out of nowhere, 70 mile an hour winds, trees went down there. These trees are 100 to 120 years old trees. You know, they've been there for 120 years. Why are they coming down now? You know, and insane stuff happening, and there's no way you can deny it.
Yeah. Well, all the seems all the demons are coming out to play right now at these end times. I mean, we're seeing this on a large scale, but even down in the people's personal lives, a lot of attacks are coming and happening. They're not going to go down without a fight, and that's and we need to learn how to protect and prevent from this stuff, because it will take you off your path, and that is their goal right now.
Yeah, they're freaking out right now because they're desperate. They're trying to two things. They're trying to stall their own demise, and they're trying to still push their own agendas, which are not going to work because they're already done. It's got to play out still. And two, all that negative loose energy, all the fear and chaos they're trying to generate, because they're the entities that are really above the 3D level cabal are starving right now, because their loose that they used to be getting is not nearly not what there, it used to be. Yeah, so they're trying.
They're running out of adrenochrome.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the kids being rescued now. It's like, oh,
exactly. So their food source. Exactly. So they're having to cause all these things to stir up all this chaos and fear as much as possible just to survive.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work. I mean, it's. You know, it's happening now, but it's going to keep being less and less.
I wanted to cover one thing now Facebook is putting out these things like, should a spiritual person, how can you be a spiritual person and talk about Q or talk about these end times things, talk about demonic or Luciferian or satanic things, you know, talk about child sacrificing. And so this is like spiritual shaming is what they're doing. And this is another mind control thing that they're doing. So when you see that stuff, realize that enlightenment means to be in knowledge of everything, both sides of the coin, not just one side of the coin. And there's a lot of people that are doing this spiritual ego thing. I'm already in 5D. I'm above that. It doesn't affect me. Well, if you're here on this planet, it affects you. And what's being done to the forest, being done to everything, affects us all. And so we need to get our feet on the ground and pay attention to what's happening around us. You know, no, you don't want it to take you down and take you into those dark places, but we have those dark places in ourselves. So we have to deal with our own shadow side and whatever we've allowed into us because of our wounds and traumas or wrong conclusions from past experience. We have to deal with that. And we have to realize there is a shadow side out there that wants in, that is waiting to find any chink in your armor to come in and disrupt, especially if you're doing the work. If you're on the path, you're doing the work, you are going to have resistance, and you are going to, you know, take a lot of hits from these other forces. So just realize that, you know, if you're getting flack, you're over the target. And a lot of people, they're not a threat, so nothing's going to bother them because they're going through the same mindset that actually came out of the agencies, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of the new age mindsets went out of the agencies, because if you recognize evil, then it's in you. So don't look at it. Don't deal with it. Don't do anything. You know, all those programs.
Only focus on the positive, ignore the negative.
Yeah.
Spiritual bypassing and all that.
Yeah. So anyway, don't fall into that trap. You know, it's like we need to do our, you know, whatever's put in front of us, we're going to need to deal with it. We need to deal with our own shadow side, and we need to deal with the unseen negative influences out there that are affecting other people. And these people are driven, that are doing these things, they're driven by other forces. You look in their eyes are black.
Well, that's just it. Behind every person is something controlling them.
And yeah.
That's something to remember and keep in mind.
Yeah. And what it's their works, you know, and we're talking about flattery, you know, that's a good one.
The safe, what did you call it? What did
they
call
it? Faker spirits. We call them faker spirits. And they come and they say, I'm Jesus, or I'm this person, and I'm this, and you're special, and you're the chosen one. And they create a division and they build up your ego, your spiritual ego, which actually ends up shifting into narcissism. And you can't even deal with people after that. But really be aware of that. Anything that divides or separates is not coming from the higher levels, you know. So
seeing a lot of that lately. Exactly. And we're gonna see more of that, especially in ufology, but all the way down. I mean, it's happening everywhere right now.
Ufology is replete with that, unfortunately. And you know, we talked about that when people brag about their associations with the Podestas and the Clintons and the Rockefellers, and then at the same time they call themselves, you know, of highest integrity, and they curse out the government, and you go, come on, give me a break. It's called planned opposition. There's so much of that. And other thing I want to bring up is this fuzzy Tic Tac thing. Are you serious? I mean,
so serious.
3 years ago, this thing happened. Now they're bringing it out. They're putting it on ABC, and then they're bringing their planned opposition people to talk about it. They're new faces, and they're trying to push this agenda. And I always tell people, for 34 years, we've had treetop level ships, every size, every shape, every color. It's not a fuzzy TikTok. You know, why aren't you seeing this? You know,
so much more out there, but they're focusing on this one little thing that's not even anything.
That's a controlled narrative. Yeah, it's to bring all the narrative and have total control over the narrative.
Exactly. Yeah. And they ignore the whole rest of ufology or anyone else that has anything. And they're like, oh, look at this. This is so amazing. And but even the public is like, yawn, you know, like, yeah, this is not, who cares? Like, what?
There is a great video. John D'Souza, Michael Sala, Mike Barra, they all break this down, and they all three, they come to the conclusion that this Tic Tac is a black budget advanced military drone and nothing more. And maybe they were out on a test flight or something, and the Air Force or whoever, the Navy, happened to capture it and see it. But it's one of our own.
But it's a compartmentalized thing, so they don't know what it is. So they're like, whoa, what is this?
But after their analysis, you know, I don't know if that's true or not, but it makes sense.
Yeah, that's absolutely probably what it is.
We covered the Tic Tac, and so now we got to cover some of the other things. I really want to get into, I know we had this discussion in the car, and we were talking about the entities that are coming in right now. And what's funny is that, you know, I wrote about this in 1982, about these times and what's coming in and the different entities that are coming in, how they're affecting people, the unseen negative influences. So I'd love to get your guys' take on that as well.
Yeah, I mean, we see it happening everywhere. I've actually been a victim of it myself. Like you said, when you're doing the work, you open yourself up to this stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you're not doing the daily practices, the daily protection, it's actually it's dangerous. Like I said earlier, these demons are coming out to play. And when you aren't putting these protection up, they're going to take advantage of you. And they're going to take you off your path and send things into your life that don't belong. They're going to be distractions. And we're not only seeing this on a large scale, it's hitting individuals. And it's just something that I think is crucial right now, because if we're not in a place spiritually to do this work, we're not effective.
Yeah.
And if we're being taken off our path, we need to be aware of that. We need to know how to look for the signs, know what to look for and what to do about it. I think there's nothing more important actually right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of indicators that, as we said before, there's a lot of people that have not been trained in healing unseen negative influences. So they allow these entities in. And as you said before, they come in through flattery, you know, through telling you you're the chosen one, and they play on any chinks in your armor. And if you've got victim patterns or other things, they love to come through that. You know, those are other avenues. So any wounds or traumas or wrong conclusions from past experience, even past life traumas, those are chinks in your armor, and they can come in through those. And the best way to get around that is to focus on that pure unconditional love and joy and bliss, practice loving detachment. But that doesn't mean ignoring the dark side. We have to realize there is one, and we have to deal with it. And also too, if you have a lot of accidents happening around you, you're sick a lot, you have emotional outbursts, you feel this anger, but you don't know where it's coming from. These beings have mental and emotional bodies. They may not have physical bodies. and they can influence your mental, emotional body. So, you know, you have to monitor yourself and keep an eye, watch your emotions and how you're interacting with others and the thoughts coming through your head. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. That's what we say. Clear the energy.
Yeah. Know how to identify if a thought is yours or not. That's something that's helped me so much along the way, because you will have thoughts pop into your head sometimes, and it might not be yours. Mm-hmm. It might not be yours.
Yeah. Did you want to cover something on that?
Yeah, that's huge. And the more you are, the more light work you're doing and the more effective you're being and the more you're putting yourself out there and making a difference, the more attacks you're going to receive. So, it's actually, yeah, it's super important, especially if you're doing work,
yeah,
and being effective to, because you're going to yeah, get attacked. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Well,
and, it's super important to, recognize that and to protect yourself, put up the protection, do the clearings, and also to constantly be working on yourself and doing the inner work, because like James said, that wherever you're unhealed and wherever you have these wounds or traumas, they're going to play on that and they're going to target that. And if you're not doing the work and you're not aware, especially of those, or always trying to work on those, they're going to take advantage of that because you're kind of unconscious to it. So they're going to attach to you, and they're really going to amplify that. And it can be very destructive. Yeah. So you got to be very,
oh, yeah,
very careful with that. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to cover some of the things. And as an example, you know, we get this constant stuff hitting at us, and I covered this on another show, but recently we had a guy attacking us, and he has some band called the Rising Serpents or something like Reptilians or something like that. I don't know what he is, but, and on his Facebook thing, he goes, yeah, I just got back from a blood ritual, satanic blood ritual, all this stuff. And this guy's attacking us. And he's saying that, he goes, James has to come clean about all the missing people there, all the people that have died there, all the people, and all these things this guy's coming up with. And I go, nobody's died here. There's no missing people here. And everything this guy is saying is his own
stuff he's doing. Yeah.
We hear that constantly. And I actually probably will write a page up on this, because there's been so much nonsense. There's a woman came on Coast to Coast, and I don't know why George Nori let her run with this, but he let her run. And she said that these black helicopters came in, they all rappelled down. They had some drug. I don't know what she knew, some drug. I guess it makes you out of it, so you'll do anything you're told. She said they rappelled, they shot everybody with this drug, and the people that ran away in the field, a big vortex opened up and swallowed everybody. And then they took all the kids into the basement, and they were screaming and crying, and they're being tortured. And then they blew up the conference building, which we're in right now. This got blown up.
She's claiming all this happened on the ranch. Here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, on the ranch. And so,
wow.
And he's just letting her run right before the conference, the big conference we had, trying to get people not to come and see for themselves. Yeah. And so,
those are the people we were talking about. Yeah. You have to look out for some of these people when you follow you.
Yeah, and I go, that's a really easy disclaimer. Basically, all the buildings are here. There's no big hole in the vortex. Mm-hmm. And then they're going, you're a cult. And I said, well, try joining. There's nothing to join. There's nobody gives a portion of their income here to join. There's a free newsletter. That's it. This is just free thinking researchers that come together and share knowledge and wisdom from all aspects. And basically that's what we're working with. But, to lay that to rest, you're going to hear all kinds of rumors about the people that are really doing the work, and do your own research, meet the people in person, watch who they hang out with, watch how they behave off the podium. You know, they have a really good talk on the podium, but they get off the podium, watch how they treat people off the podium, and follow the money. You know, look where their money's coming from. Look where it goes. Mainly look where it goes.
Well, and you brought up a good point. Like, these people are just straight up lying. It's not, just fake news anymore. This is happening. They're creating their own lies. They're the stories that we see on TV and mainstream now. you know, it's funny, they always call it a cover story. It's like they're letting you know it's like a cover story for the actual story. It's they're telling you right there that it's a lie, but that's what with all these numbers right now, with the mask and everything, and it's insane. They're trying to say that there's a pandemic and 9,300 people have died from the virus. You know, 6% of the original numbers, they just backpedaled that. And I want to know what happened behind the scenes to make them backpedal. Last year, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. 1.5 million people. No one said a word about it. 40 to 60,000 people die every year from the flu. And nobody shuts anything down for that.
And every previous virus, none of this has ever happened for those.
And what's interesting is you know, they're talking about this vaccine that we have to get, but guess what? There's a vaccine for the flu and 40 to 60,000 people still die every year.
Yeah.
What makes you think this new vaccine is going to help? And this vaccine, do not put it in your body.
And why are they pushing it so hard if they know that? Is the question you think?
Because there's an agenda, and they want to. that vaccine isn't just gonna do what they tell you it's gonna do. It's gonna manipulate your DNA. It's gonna change your DNA, and they're trying to turn us into this transhumanism society.
Nanobots too.
And we will, if you inject this vaccine, there's a good chance.
You're screwed.
You're no longer gonna be a Homo sapien. And your future generations, all of your offspring, they're going to create an entire new race, and it's not going to be human. Mm-hmm. And if it's not human, then the planet's never going to ascend. So we can't put this in our body.
Trying to stop the ascension.
Yeah.
Well, there's several doctors. I know there's a virologist that came out of China, I guess, and she worked on those. And she was on Fox News talking about it, and she said they created it here.
We know who financed it.
We know who let it loose, who started this whole thing. We know the whole agenda. And so hopefully she'll be protected, you know, and she can finish telling her story. But I was surprised that Fox News actually allowed that to come out, and they're going to get a backlash for that one.
It's interesting, the stuff that leaks out on Fox and then the stuff that they pull back.
It's funny how Fox, like, you get some truth, but then you still get, it's still very controlled.
Yeah.
I'm curious what's going on there to like allow the truth to get out there.
And another thing with this vaccine, so you have to know this right now on the news, what are we seeing a lot of now? All these pedophiles being busted, a lot of these children being saved. It's happening every day, you know, hundreds of children, hundreds of pedophiles being arrested now. They're being caught. But what this vaccine also does is it's a nanobot technology. It's going to allow them to track every human. And if they can track every child, these people are predators. These people that are running the world are predators. Then nobody would be safe. It's just insane.
Well, I've seen this, they're saying this isn't happened, that that's all conspiracy. You know, there's no massive pedophile ring and everything else. And they're cracking down on it. They're catching all these people, top people in politics and religion everywhere. You know, these people are getting busted. Yeah, in the business sector too. And you see this in the movie industry, wait till they start cleaning that up, and the movie and music industry both. But what I see is they keep saying none of this is happening, you know, in the lamestream news, but it is happening. And now California, they're passing legislation to say pedophilia is okay.
And
they're trying to cover their tracks and cover their... unfortunately, the Democrats are totally sponsoring this and behind it and everything else. So, you know, if you're a Democrat and you've got a heart and a soul left, I think it's time for you to stand up and just say enough's enough. I mean, doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, you know, this is not acceptable. Yeah. Period.
Well, this, and that's the thing. It's not just, it isn't Republican versus Democrat, because one of the most recent Q drops, it listed a bunch of these convicted pedophiles, and they were on both sides.
Yeah,
it was exactly. 50. It was 50.
It's literally 50. Predators, and it's the deep state embedded in the whole system that is behind all this. Ultimately,
it's the Republicrats.
But it's these cycle. They're psychopaths. The people, the deep state, and then they use their puppets to do their dirty work and bidding. And
you know,
it's this whole system.
If you go to the NSA's website, you can do an entire dig on the state of Hawaii right now. It's one of the largest hubs for this the child trafficking.
Yeah.
And you can do your own dig and your own research on this, and you'll find this. But you can find this on the NSA website. Within the past, I mean, to date, I think 256 Hawaiian babies have been trafficked for $30,000 a piece. They're sold. Wow. And the entire police department there is in on this. They're in on the cover-up.
I've heard about
and
that.
And it's not just it's drugs as well. But, I mean, when drugs are involved, who cares? You know, when children are involved, who cares about the drugs?
The drugs are almost like a cover, like a cover for the worst stuff. Yeah. But,
I got fact-checked on that one. When I put that out, I got heavily fact-checked on everything.
Well, let people do it. Yeah, let Facebook people fact-check. They need to. Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing that it's the entire state of Hawaii could be indicted because of But what a perfect cover. Use paradise as a cover. You would
piss Pele off, and then it's going to be all over for him.
Yeah, well, think about what Hawaii used to be before we came and screwed it up.
Well, and then Monsanto moved in.
So this is like the karma that they accumulated
and
from
why
that.
Why was there that attempted missile strike in Hawaii a few years back that was intercepted? There's a lot more going on there than.
I was talking about that. You know, the Air Force One always has two ships following it, and they're not whatever that you want to call them. You want to call them Secret Space Fleet ships. You want to call them Pleiadian ships, Orion Council light ships, whatever, Federation ships, but two ships, and these are not your normal conventional ships. Are following Air Force One every time. Every time it's up there. And they've intervened on several occasions, and so there's a lot of protection. As we said before, this is a multi-dimensional event happening. It's a multicultural, and some of these cultures are off-world that are both. There's some causing problems, and there's some protecting and involved in the cleanup. So it's, as I'm saying, you got to look at both sides. That's what enlightenment is. You got to realize that. Yeah, there's these awesome ascended masters. They're spiritually and technologically advanced off-world visitors. Our ancient ancestors are returning. The majority of them are benevolent. They're coming in now. But there are some that have been here for quite a while that aren't benevolent. And they're being cleaned up as we speak.
Yeah. It has to happen. It is happening. There's no stopping it. I think a lot of it's already done on a higher level, and we're watching it play out.
Yeah.
But we still, that doesn't mean we just give up and watch it. We need to do our part, and we need to play our part.
Well, we're the ground crew, the star seeds. Yeah. We're here literally for this time to help out and to anchor in the light energies and to also help wake people up and to help clear out.
I think about it. Okay, I want you to just use base common sense. Why would you defund the police and get rid of the police in the time of riots and
murder
rates off the scale and forests being destroyed, you know? Are they going to defund the fire department?
Yeah.
You know, is that next? You know, the forest?
Exactly.
It's like, where are they going to go next?
Stop? And
and what is the other agenda playing out? These are the stops for this. These are the things that will check this. So they're removing the check and balance things out of the way. So this other force can just run full force over
everything. That's what they're trying to do. Yeah. It's not going to work though.
And we need to, they're trying that, but they're trying to, what is their biggest, who is their biggest enemy right now? POTUS.
Yeah.
And this is what we're seeing with this election. Expect, mark my words, we will not see the results on election night. They are going to do whatever narrative, try and pull whatever narrative they can to make the masses think that Trump was illegally elected, and he's illegally sitting in the White House. And these are the types of things we're going to have to start fighting. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go away. These masks aren't going to stop like on the drop of a dime on November 3rd or 4th or whatever.
Well, I've noticed too, there's a major movement now all over Europe. I mean, Berlin and London and England, and they're having huge rallies. Everybody's ripping their masks off, and they're having physicists come on there and virologists, all these people talking about there's no science behind what's going on here. And there's having movements, I think, in Florida, I believe right now. There's some other states that are just saying, some states have just banned it altogether already and they're up and running. They just said enough, you know, there's no science, no real science behind this.
Yeah.
But when they say we're following science, they're not following science.
No.
You know, they're not following statistics. They're not following science. They're not following.
They're following propaganda. Yeah. That's what they're following.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, and so many people out there think just because it's written in text that it's true. And that's.
And if the CDC says something or if it's on the mainstream media, the WHO or any sort of anything you view as an authority figure.
And these aren't government organizations. These are are a whole different system. They're for profit corporations, and they make money on they've got the patent for these diseases. These are all man-made diseases. All of them are. They've got the patents for them. They got the patents for, in 2017 they had the patents for all the test kits and everything else. So now they have the patent. They get paid every test kit that goes out. And so you got to get the numbers up. So that's why all the numbers are skewed, so they can sell more test kits and more. And now when the vaccine comes out, they're going to make billions of it. So follow the, you just follow
the money and look at the agenda.
And it's stuff that we don't hear is that they almost canceled the NFL season because 77 players had tested positive. But what they don't tell you is they later found out that those were false positives, and they all retested and no one had it. And the season goes on.
Yeah.
Same with that NBA team. And who knows where else this is taking place. But we know for a fact there is evidence that these tests are testing false. They're false positives.
90%.
Yeah. And it's
90% false positive.
Yeah.
So when you test a pawpaw fruit and a goat and they come back positive, there's something going on there. It's either already on the device, it's already on the swab,
or it's giving you,
or the system COVID. Is wrong. You know?
Yeah.
And everybody, if you got a flu shot, you have COVID. You know, you already got it in you, so you're going to test positive anyway.
Yeah.
Well, and they're saying most of the people that died from COVID had gotten the flu shot, like the vast majority.
Yeah.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
Does not surprise me.
It's just not surprising.
Well, also too, that it's usually the 80-something% are elderly and they always have pre-existing conditions that complicate it.
The vast majority are elderly or have pre-existing conditions or both.
And I see people trying to argue this and defend this still. Like, well, the COVID is what enhanced their complications and amplified their complications and made them die. They weren't like, it's like, no, that's not what happened. Yeah. You don't make that big of a mistake in these numbers by accident. That's criminal. Mm-hmm. If you don't see what's going on here, I mean, I don't know.
You know, people are dying car accidents, COVID, you know, guy jumps out of a plane, shoot doesn't open, COVID, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you can go on and on and on, but they had, I mean, when the CDC, it was the CDC, or they came out and with the new numbers, and they were saying 90% were false positive.
94%.
So
only 6% of the reported deaths were actually deaths from COVID.
Yeah.
Of those 6%, 90% were elderly.
Yeah.
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 What was the original number? Like 135,000?
Something like that.
And then it went down to 9,300?
9,000.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's not
Which
an
is
accident.
Way less than a normal flu.
It's not an accident. Why is that happening with
9 versus what, 40 to 60 or 40 to 70,000 in a bad flu season?
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, though, what happened behind the scenes to make the CDC backpedal? Because under normal circumstances, they wouldn't.
Well, what happened to make them put that out in the first place and then to backpedal? Because they wouldn't have ever done that.
I think some white hats got involved.
I think so.
We're going to bring the real numbers out.
The same people who are controlling Biden right now.
Yeah.
Making him play Despacito. Did you see that video? That was the most ridiculous.
And when he got off the plane, he waved to no one.
Yeah.
And
then,
he just waves. There's no one there.
I don't know if it's even Biden or a clone.
You're going to see him.
Yeah.
You're going to see him doing the robot pretty soon.
Yeah.
Moonwalking.
So what are your thoughts on the reality of clones existing within our government and within a celebrity and state world?
You know, I don't know. That's, if you go there, everybody's going to say you're crazy or not. I mean, we've had that technology for a long time.
Yeah.
We've, anything. You know, we've been cloning sheep and things like that for a long time. That's what we know about.
Yeah.
So whatever you hear about,
we're
50 to 100 years beyond what you're hearing about. At least beyond that,
yeah.
So, I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't Android technology and clone technology, probably all the above going on. We have anti-gravity, counter-gravity, we've got med beds, we've got all this stuff. I know people that have the technology and the wisdom to clone somebody. So, so I'm not going to go any further than that, but it is possible. It is a reality. And that's, we're going to leave it at that.
If anybody wants to do a deep dive on this, Bibliotheca Pleiades, if you know that website, there is tons of information on cloning and how it works and what's been going on behind the scenes. Take it for what it is, but it'll definitely open your eyes to the reality of it. Yeah. And it's interesting. There's also, I'm sorry, I'm going to take it here.
But, no, go ahead.
There is, like with Biden, for example, they say that rapid age clones have neurological issues. They have cognitive issues. And so let's just say something did happen to Biden and they have these rapid age clones that we're seeing on screen malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they have one that's actually growing out, saving him for the debate. It's a really crazy theory. I know, guys, sorry.
Well, also the adrenochrome, since it's the supply's been cut off, you see
these people falling apart.
Yeah. And having, they can't speak. They can't, they look older. Like they're suddenly aging so much more, you know?
I mean, during the debate, Trump needs to walk over during the debate and go like this, wave through, make sure he's real, not a hologram. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a hologram or some robot, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you have Pelosi and these people saying that Biden shouldn't have to participate in a debate. When has the logic ever applied in an election?
Yeah.
And what's interesting is
they set the rules. You
know,
they changed them and set them.
Well, when John Ivanko remote viewed past elections, he said that they would remote view the emotional reaction of the loser and the winner. And he said, in the past, every time, it's always the same. The loser never seems to care.
Yeah, it's
like the same as the winner, like they already knew. But when they remote viewed the Hillary Trump, he said it was the first time they've ever seen a total difference.
Hillary was
like demonic, anger, furious.
Yeah.
And then Trump was like happy and like super enlightened and ecstatic. So this was what made him start paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And people always want to know, why we correlate this stuff with ufology and all this other stuff. Is we're not going to get any disclosure until the political arena is cleaned up, because they're controlling everything. So that's where our focus has to be right now.
Yeah.
And then that's when people get upset because we make things political. Well, that's just where we are.
I tell you what's going to be funny too, though. Disclosure is going to come from the skies because the ships are going to do it.
Yeah. They're already doing it.
And they're already doing it. They're showing up everywhere right now, and they're doing all they can to squash it and turn it into something else other than the obvious. But it's, they did that poll in Texas after they had that huge flyover in the clock.
I heard about that.
Yeah, 99% of the people said that UFOs do exist and there is a government cover-up. So,
and that's in Texas.
It's over. Too. It's over. Yeah, it's like, over. Give it up. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
We're going
to come clean.
That disclosure is coming too. Like the new Air Force One, the Exosonic, that company, that startup company, somehow has all this technology to make a supersonic craft. Well, and there's reason to believe that these people have been a part of a special access program for a long time.
Yeah.
And now we're just seeing this stuff come forward, even though this Mach 3, whatever they're trying to reach now, speed with this Air Force One, it's still old technology.
Yeah.
But what I've heard is they have to do it this way because if they go too advanced, too fast, they can't integrate that technology into what we already have. Yeah. So if this technology they're using for this new Air Force One can be implemented in our aircraft now, and they can actually...
society's whole infrastructure has to change to really integrate...
Now let's say if you had these little devices that were, let's say just anti-gravity, which is really barbaric. You know, we have that.
Mm-hmm.
You put those in a plane, you're not going to have another plane crash. It's not going to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come in and land and just, And yeah. Counter gravity. You say you install that. Now you're going to propel things instantly at 7,000 miles an hour with the field around them. Mm-hmm. That's not going to affect the plane. You know, that's the next level up. And then you can keep going with this. And you try to explain to people that are still driving gas guzzling cars. And then, you go, guess what? You don't need fuel anymore. You can burn water. That technology has been around for a long time.
Oh yeah.
And then you go, not only that, you don't need tires. We have anti-gravity. Mm-hmm. And then next level, you know, I mean, that we have counter gravity. You can take off several thousand miles an hour. Bam.
That's teleportation
you
technology.
Can, you can have breakfast in the USA and lunch in Australia and Japan. You know, it's whatever you want to do. We have that.
We already have all that
technology.
If you listen to any whistleblower for years now, I mean, they've all came forward with this information.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like one of them saying it. They're all coming forward with very similar information, and you can corroborate it all and connect the dots yourself. The people out there want this hard evidence for all the stuff, but we're not going to get hard evidence from a system that's designed to hide all the hard evidence.
Yeah.
We have to connect the dots on our own, and the people who want that, and you're not going to get it. You have to reach a place where you call direct knowing.
Yeah.
It's going to hit you. It's going to resonate with you or not, and you're going to know to follow that lead or no, stay away.
Yeah, it's part of the ascension process and the DNA changes are going on because telepathy is getting totally boosted right now. And so that's where you know people are calling you. You don't even have a doubt. And then also there's another line that opens up where you end up with knowing the future and the past. You have knowledge of going. And when you really get going, you can actually jump forward and past. You know, you can teleport or bilocate and things of that nature. And these are all DNA lines that are being activated right now. One is the salamander gene where we're going to be healing ourselves. We'll start growing new arms and things like that. You know, that's in the books. So, you know, they have all this tech. They can do it now. They can do it. You can do it spiritually or they can use technology to activate this. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you're going to see people with these abilities, with these powers. Some are going to do it spiritually. Some are going to be born with it naturally. Coming out, and there's no stopping it because it's supported by a much higher level.
The sad thing is that Mother Earth already provides all the cures for this stuff anyway.
We
don't need to wait for that stuff, but we're never taught that. And I was just doing a dig and listening to some information on scientists in Australia discovered that honeybee venom is a cure for breast cancer. Mm. In 60 minutes, honeybee venom will wipe out any stage of breast cancer. And this is a type of information that we're never going to hear about because of big pharma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And cancer in general, there's already tons of,
you know, cancer. In 1929, I think it is, Otto Warburg gave us a cure for cancer. And what he said is cancer is anaerobic, you know, and you increase the blood oxygen and you raise the body pH and it backs it out of your system.
Alkalinity. And,
become more alkaline. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that was 1929. Yeah. Why is that not applied?
Why are we still
in our everyday lives in the hospitals and everything else? Why are we filling people up with processed foods and junk food and crap and high sugar, high fructose, all that stuff, white flour in the hospitals? Come on. I mean, you're already on the edge.
McDonald's.
Well, doctors aren't taught nutrition and just like eating healthy and healthy lifestyle. They're just taught the medicine and
the
pharmaceuticals and the that stuff. And then that's all they know. So like people get sick and they get stuff and they think go fix it. Go take a pill and but really you got to change your lifestyle. You got to change what you're eating. Like look at what you're putting in your body and what you're doing.
Well, and part of the indoctrination going on there is that all these nurses, they have to go to like these monthly seminars and where they have this rock star doctor come in. He's well known, that he's written books, has makes millions of dollars. He comes forward and hands them all this new all the new developments in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that this is the latest and greatest. They put all their stock into this guy, and you know, they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to school to learn this stuff. There's no way that they're being duped. And these are the scariest people because they're the ones that are gonna be the hardest to really
turn around. Yeah, the energy medicine that's coming out, you know, the frequency medicine, all that stuff, and the med beds and everything else, it's going to totally revolutionize everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's going to be available to everybody because it's not, you know, basically they're going to have to do it that way. Because,
yeah.
You really think about it, people can't even contemplate, what if your health needs were met? What if your fuel needs were met for your transportation and, your everyday utilities? What if those were met, and they can all be met, very efficiently with this new technology. How much freedom would that give you?
Yeah.
How much more time to get creative, to do your own thing, to let your creative energies come forward, to make your own personal connection with source, whatever you want to call it. Well, what's that going to do?
Imagine, we can't imagine a life without propaganda either, without programming. Like, we don't know what it's like to have our own thoughts.
Yeah.
That's something we're going to have to learn.
Being a sovereign being, being self-sovereign and, exactly, thinking for yourself, and then not just living. So many people on the planet are living literally just to survive. They're in survival mode, and as soon as you're not working a job you hate 40 plus hours a week to just provide for your family and to survive, you have all this free time, like you said, to, you're like, oh, well, now what do I want to spend my time doing? What do I want to do? What's my soul want to do? And you can actually, you actually have the time and the freedom to develop spiritually. And
when somebody asks you what you do for a living, you don't have to use your career as an answer.
Yeah.
You
and then you go,
your job.
Because so many people self-identify by what they do, what their career is. And that's where their sense of self-worth comes from.
Really, how much money they make. Do we know?
We should be getting pretty close. Yeah. We've probably got a few more minutes, but, the natives are restless above us. So
yeah,
they're doing a workshop above us. So that's where all the noise is coming from. And there's a little competing stuff going on because we were supposed to be here and they were supposed to be in another building. So I don't know how that got changed. Anyway, I know we got a few minutes. So what's the best way for people to get a hold of you guys to find out your latest work and the project you're working on?
Our YouTube channel is where you can find our content, Journey to Truth Podcast. You can message us, you can email us at journeytotruthpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook, all the social media platforms. We're on iTunes and Spotify and a few others for the audio version. And what else?
Yeah, and if you just shoot us a message on Facebook.
You can message us on Facebook.
And or send an email, like you said, journeytotruthpodcast@gmail.com. We'll respond if we can. It's tough to keep up with the messages sometimes. But that's the best way to reach us. And please, if you feel compelled at all, subscribe and help us out, because, we're all getting hit hard with this censorship right now. And it's not easy for a channel like ours to do well right now. So any support helps.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to get shadow banned. We have been for quite some time. This is an episode that's definitely going to take some heat. But
we didn't touch on anything controversial.
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know why. But it's going to get interesting. And, be sure and hit the like button and make sure you send them a message that you like what we're talking about and you want to hear more. But anyway, I really want to get into, closing out. I really want to talk about the censorship and that it's just unbelievable, the censorship going on right now with Google and Facebook and Twitter. And
I'm sure
you guys are getting hit too.
It's everything.
Well, it's funny. Yeah. They're showing their own hand by fact checking all these posts and all these articles and everything.
Yeah.
Because
they're just waking people up.
That makes me want to look into it even further. Okay.
Exactly.
What type of truth are they scared of here? And that's happening to other people too, because you would scroll past like, well, why did this get fact checked? It makes them stop and research something they might have just kept scrolling.
Or just in general, like, why are so many things getting fact checked all of a sudden, and why are they ramping up the censorship all of a sudden? Like, it's just waking people up because they're doing so much.
I have firsthand knowledge about some things, and I tell people about it, and they go, well, I looked at Snopes or whatever.
Snopes
or whatever they are.
Better name, right?
Yeah, and they said that, this is a false thing.
But Snopes
says
this.
And I go, well, I know firsthand that's real. And so I kept catching them over and over and over again. And, like chemtrails, they're saying there's no chemtrails. And it's really geoengineering, if we want to use the right word. Yeah. But they're saying there are no chemtrails. They're saying there are no ice.
They openly talk about geoengineering all the time.
Yeah, and you go and you look, just walk outside, look up. You know, what are all those?
Or just look up.
You're out in the middle of nowhere, and there's all these total X patterns, like tic-tac-toe, and then all of a sudden the clouds come in and start people start wheezing and feeling sick and not ill. You know, of course, you know, they're real. So
when they test Mount Shasta, and there's aluminum, I don't know how many more times the amount of aluminum.
All the heavy metals.
Yeah,
everything. It's just off the scale.
It's like,
It's important to remember, for people out there doing research, think about how easy it would for you to start your own website, put your own information up there. You could put whatever you want and brand it, just like a Snopes, and call yourself a fact checker.
Yeah.
This is the type of thing we're seeing. Anybody can put this information out there. That's why it's the spiritual development, getting to that place of direct knowing. I love that term, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's important. It's important because if you want to prove something right, you can find evidence to prove it. If you want to prove it wrong, you can find evidence to disprove it.
What seemingly disproves it.
Seemingly.
So we're running out of time. I see a little note there. I don't know why.
We are actually. But, so we should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, so we're out of time. Producer's giving me the message here. So anyway, looks like we got to wrap things up. It's been great hanging out with you guys and listening to your information and adding to whatever information I have. And it's just, you know, been an amazing talk. So the main thing I want to tell people: keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and do your own research. Like, don't listen to the controlled narratives and the planned opposition, and just know it's there and do your own research. But anyway, this is James Gillen signing off. We've got Tyler and Aaron. Have a great evening. Good night.
Good night, guys.